Mark Speckman is an interesting story. He was a high school linebacker, then played junior college football. Then he played at a four-year NAIA college before coaching college football for the next 20 years. Mark can write, he can type, he can use a cell phone, he can drive, he can play racquetball, he can even play the trombone. You might be asking yourself right now, what's so special about any of that? Well, Mark Speckman was born without hands. That's right. He was not born with fingers or thumbs or hands like most of the rest of us are. And yet he has never let that stand in his way. Instead, he has used that handicap to inspire and to motivate others. You know, thinking about Mark Speckman makes me realize that each one of us in life will enjoy certain advantages, and each one of us will suffer certain disadvantages while we're in this world. And that's true regardless of our age or our income, our citizenship, or our background. And while some do seem to have greater challenges than others, really the greatest determining factor seems to be attitude and focus and determination. Do I use my handicaps as an excuse? Am I full of self-pity because of what I have to suffer with? Do my problems maybe cause me to just give up and check out? You know, we may never know on this side of eternity what the Apostle Paul's thorn in the flesh was. But we know from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that it tormented him, verse 7, that it drove him to his knees at least 3 times in prayer, verse 8, that it was a source of weakness for him, verse 10. And in fact, he wrote that after detailing many of the trials that he had faced for doing what was right as he preached the gospel. That's chapter 11, verses 23 through 33. And yet, Paul never fell back on any of those things as an excuse for failing to reach or to teach or to serve or to help others. Apparently, even as he hurt within, and even as he worked through his own limitations, Paul just kept his focus on doing the Lord's work. And so the question is not whether you suffer or struggle, and the question is not if you have your own thorn to contend with. In your own way, you probably do, or at least you probably will. You may even have to deal with that in an ongoing kind of way. The question is, will it be a crutch? Or will it be a catapult? Will it hold you down? Or will it launch you higher? That ultimately depends on you. What are you going to choose to do with your thorn?